Blog Talk Radio.
Yay. Hey, good morning. It is a good morning. If you are able to hear my voice, it's a good morning. It's going to be a good morning. Welcome to the Global Social Delivery today. It was a Dr. Cappuccino show for years. But guess what? We had to take it up a little notch because everyone is looking for something to help them lead a better life. They are looking for words of wisdom, and even if they're not words of wisdom, they're looking for words of comfort. And hey, I'm Marcia, Dr. Cappuccino, that is hosting the show that people look to for everyday living ideas. And this is why the Global Vision for Living Today is on the air, to help everyone be there, the best person, their best friend, their best daughter, their best mother that they can be. And really, people are looking for a deliverer, or someone to bail them out and get triumphed from their tribulations. But guess what? Look no more. You were born for a purpose. Every living creature was born to fulfill a purpose. You were needed. You were needed. Could be millions on the earth, but you are needed. And since the answer to all good lies within ourselves, and since no one can stop us from coming into our greatness, guess what? It's you. Standing in the need of a great opportunity to continue your walk into greatness. And we're going to talk about that today. Colonel Harrison, Dr. William Colonel Harrison, yeah, he got so many titles, I got a few. That man has quite a few. He's going to come on the show in about 10 minutes. He's in another meeting. But it doesn't matter. You're here, and I want to talk to you because you are the message. That's our show topic. You know, we're going around, we're looking and pointing the fingers at the politicians, teachers, the doctors, nurses, the president of the United States, our minister. We're looking all around for someone to say, hey, you are the problem. You are the reason I don't feel good. You are the reason I don't have a job. You are the reason I don't even know how I'm going to make it another day. You are the problem. You are the reason I don't feel well. You are the reason I can't pay my rent. You are the reason I need to go into surgery. We are looking at every situation in our life. And like the great bailout, we are looking for some of the source of power to give us the power to live for another day. And we must stop. We must stop. We must go within. And some say, well, here you go within. You go within who you are, your being right now, through meditation, through great thought, through the emotion of hope. You go within and you seek out life instructions. You don't have to tell your feet how to walk. You've already learned that. You put one in front of you. You don't have to tell your hand to reach for a glass of milk. You've already learned how to do that. Within controls the outer. And right now, you're going to hear ways and means how you can become a greater message. Some say if you get up in the morning and go outside and look around at the greatness of nature that Creator has provided. You being a message, the plant is a message. The tree stand is a message. Everything that man has at his disposal is a message. But the greatest message of all is you. You are the message. And when we live our lives in such a way where everyone is not looking out what they deliver, they're saying, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this happen. I know I can have what I want. I know I can become a better example to someone else. Guess what? You're on the right track. And yay, Colonel Harrison has joined us on the Global Vision for Living Today show. Hey, Colonel Harrison, how are you this morning? Colonel Harrison? Hello? Hello?
Hello. Come on now.
Come on. If you're live, say it. Say so.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? Thank you for joining the Global Vision for Living Today show. And, you know, our topic is you are the message. You got to stop looking outside of ourselves for answers. My daddy used to say, when you get up, don't look out, look up. He was such a funny man. You know, I think I need to publish a book with some of his things. And, you know, people need to hear that. And, you know, I just might do it. But welcome to the show, Colonel. People don't need to keep looking around for their help, for someone to bail them out of their trials and tribulations. But like a message. Why don't you jump in there and encourage those that are listening on the show how they can live their best life and how they can live a life where they're sending a message of hope, a message of love, a message of deliverance, how they can send a message that will move men and women to be their best selves.
Good morning, Dr. Coppentino, listening audience. I was thinking as you posed the question to me, Dr. Coppentino, I'm reminded of life experience, number one. Number two, I'm reminded of a great writer that once said that we have heard the word from the beginning, and the word from the beginning was love, and that we are to love our neighbors or our neighbor as we love ourselves. And when I looked at the word neighbor, the meaning of the true meaning of the word neighbor, it's not my next door neighbor, your next door neighbor. The intent of that word in its context is that every human being that we come in contact with is our neighbor, our fellow man, our fellow woman, our fellow child or children. And so the world as it is selfish. And the only way that we can turn it around, because in the beginning it was love, and love conquers all. And I have thought down through the generation, through my years of life, and I found the people that I had contact with when I met them and I treated them with respect and dignity the way I wanted them to treat me, they returned it. So I found that the most powerful four-letter word in the universe, in the planet, is love, L-O-V-E, love. Have an affection one for another. I'm not talking about the intimate love or intimacy of love. I'm talking about the caring love, compassion love, the sympathetic love, wanting to help one another, or one that is in need. And this is the way that I see that we can turn it around. It worked years and centuries ago. It will still work today. So what the world needs now, the songwriter penned, is love and more love. And so that's what I see that's being the key, the missing element, and the glue that can bring us back together, no matter what walk of life or race or nationality we may be or what complexion we may be, is if we love one another, we can help one another, and we can build this world back to where it needs to be.
Yeah, wow, that's really potent. So a person being the message, what kind of message are we supposed to be exuberating out there into the world? We are the message. What kind of message should we be offering others rather than blame President Trump, blame the broken gas pump, blame the empty grocery store, blame the doctors, blame the nurses, blame our spouse, blame, 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 blame. The world is not a safe place today, and people know that. So if they're going to be an effective message, they are the message. They've got to be a messenger. There's no message without a messenger. So no matter what life that we find ourselves in, we're not to sit and blame anybody outside of ourselves for problems, because all are human beings. And there is a scripture from a great one that says, none are good. No, not one. So that means we are not to sit and look out and blame others for what we have or what we don't have or what we can't get or what we try to get or what we know we need and we can't get what we need. And I could go on and on and on. You are the message. What kind of message as messengers should we be portraying? What should we be talking about? What should we be living for? What should we be getting up and lying down for as a messenger? Colonel Hanson.
I think present day is a messenger. We have to convey the message of being our brother's keeper, being our sister's keeper, of helping one another, reaching out. There has to be, we all have something in common. And either we survive together or we perish together. Our ancestors may have come to this country on different ships, but presently we're all in the same boat together. We have to have compassion for one another. And things that I'm suggesting that we consider toward one another doesn't cost no money. It just costs effort. It just costs effort and a willingness to do it. To give, to help, to build, to assist, to show kindness, show compassion, show concern. So the simple things will turn communities around. Simple things can turn families around. Simple things can turn counties and states around. And so we have all these things going on in the world today, the homelessness and famine and shortage of food, and I'm just using those as an example. It's all because someone's not willing to give somebody else a piece of bread. Someone's not willing to give somebody else a sandwich, or someone's not willing to give someone a shirt or a coat or a pair of shoes. So we have to go back and reestablish empathy and sympathy and compassion one toward another.
Yes, we do. But see, people are not feeling that they have that kind of empowerment, that power within, because they're in such bad shape. You know, they're out of work, or they don't have the food for their families. They're sick and don't know they're sick. They're groping and moving around at a slow pace. Our elderly is really taking a hit in America because they're lonely and no one wants to. You mentioned give a sandwich. No one wants to do anything for them. Some have lost their husbands, their family members. They're all alone. They're struggling. They're scared. That's one component right there. So we're talking about we being a message. When you're reaching out looking to find those kind of people to help, you automatically, you're going to feel better. You're going to get some help in your own life. Whether you feel that you have nothing to offer or not, whatever the world needs, my daddy used to say, you got it. And he said, oh, Bishop Mahan, please stop talking like that. Whatever the world needs, you have it. So he said, in your lowest of low and in your greatest of great, he says, whatever the world has, you have it. So he didn't mean get on the phone and call the president, get on the phone and call the mayor. get on the phone and call your preacher. He was an advocate that whatever you need, the Creator has it, but whatever the world needs, you have it. So that means we're powerful messengers. Even at our lowest, we can offer someone a glass of water. And like you said, things have gotten to a point of selfishness. You have people living in 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 bedroom homes all by themselves, and they don't have anyone else in there. So, you know, there might be an opportunity for some to take in someone that's homeless, that, you know, just lost his way, lost her way. As a messenger of good, you know, not all messages are bad, but here on this show, for all intents and purposes, we're talking about being a messenger for good, getting up, moving about just to be a messenger. And when a person is speechless, his actions show what he is and what he's about and if he has the capability to be a good messenger. I don't know what it is, but I keep reaching out, I guess, for my dad because, you know, he was a great man and he had a lot of things. And another message that he had, he said, stop begging the beggar. And I thought that was very powerful. Stop begging the beggar. It means the only asset that you have to pull yourself up by the footstep is yourself. And tapping in, and I like that word you always say, tap in to a higher source and a higher power. But before you do that, you got to realize it's you. Stop looking around. It is you. And so, Colonel Hanson, when you start identifying yourself as one that has a message to carry to some dear soul or someone, even in a form of prayer, how would you imagine a person that's laying on the sidewalk being a messenger? What kind of message would a homeless person have to give someone? What kind of message could a hungry man, a hungry woman have to give someone? What kind of message is the old lady on the sick bed in the hospital? What message does she or would she have to give? Where the fly on the wall has a message. The dog running down the street has a message. What the point is here is that no matter what shape we find ourselves in, we're sending a message. What message do you think the world needs right now? More than anything, from millions of people living throughout in the cities, what message are they sending? And then what message should we be sending as human beings?
The message we should be sending is that one of encouragement and uplifting and building up another. Let's use the example of a homeless person. A homeless person on the street, in order to get their attention, first I got to provide some assistance. If that homeless person needs food, then I got to feed the homeless person. If the homeless person needs clothes, then I got to assist the homeless person with putting clothes on the back. If the homeless person needs shelter, then I got to assist them in finding shelter. Once I take care of the basic needs, food, water, shelter, clothing that a homeless person needs, then they can take a bath and refresh themselves. Then they're more willing to listen to me, the messenger, what I have to say. We empower people through our actions. Faith without works is dead. We have to empower people through our actions. We pass by homeless people. I made it a policy. Whenever I see a homeless person on the corner, I'm in my car, I always keep a few loose dollars to give them $1 bill if nothing else, because that reminds me that I am my brother's keeper. The dollar may not sound like a lot, but I'm doing something to help empower them and helping them give them some resources for their needs. then what's up, that messenger is empowered and given those basic things I just mentioned to you that he or she needs, then that messenger can go and be a messenger for others and help uplift and empower, encourage others. We have to do it one person at a time, one neighborhood at a time, one community at a time, one household at a time. That's what I envision seeing, because we can do it, but we got to be willing to do it. Instead of passing them by, we got to reach down, give them a hand, help them up, give them food, clothes, shelter, whatever they need, and then we can empower them with the message to carry and go and help somebody else.
Yeah, wow, that's powerful. You know, that's a good statement, because, you know, the great sage says, by their works you will know them. He didn't say by what they're standing talking about. He didn't say what you hear them talking about. He said after they examined and looked at the Sanhedrin, Sadducees, Pharisees, you know, ruling class there in Jerusalem. He said, wait a minute, by their works, they came here and said, Master, they're saying this. Master, they're saying this. Master, I heard them say this. Master, someone else I know hasn't said this. He looked forward. I'm just saying that, you know, of course I wasn't there. He said, by their work, you will know them. So the lady in the hospital bed is sending a message that is, hey, if you don't take care of your health, you're going to be laying here too soon. Uh-oh, go, get out of here. Start living a better life through your health. The homeless man, you know, you just mentioned a little bit about the homeless situation. The homeless man laying there sending a message, hey, you better try to treat the boss right, because you could end up here. You better take on another job if you need it, because you might end up here. Oh, that's the message. So in any state we find ourselves in, don't think you're not going to learn anything, because everyone is sending a message. The police in a uniform standing on the corner is sending a message. Act up, you might get hurt. You might get put in jail. Going about your business in a timely, in a respectful manner. So all these messages are around us all day long, every day. We cannot get away from that. Anything that a person is doing, that has done, or that want to do, or is planning to do, that is a message. And now, what a message should a person be exuberating for good living and for encouragement? I know you like to use that word, you know, and I need some encouragement. You know, we all need encouragement day by day, you know, every day. There's a new day, but there's still a need to have someone say within, hey, you can make it. You're going to be a great person. You are a good person. Oh, I know you can do it. We all need that encouragement. But right now, what message should the bold, the upright, and the living one be sending out there in the world? What message, and I'm not talking about what he's talking about, what message by his conduct, by his works, what message should we be sending?
And that's what I still believe we need to send, is that we are our brother and our sister's keeper through our actions. Words is one thing, deeds is another. I rather see a sermon than hear one. We have to be the example. There are a lot of people that are talkers, but they're not doers. And so we got to show people that we're willing them and meet them at their need, right at their very need. Whatever it is they need, we got to help them right then and there, whatever it may be and whatever it takes. That's the message, is showing the compassion, showing understanding, showing consideration, showing love, and showing empathy.
Well, do you think that's why Colonel Harrison, Reverend Dr. Colonel Harrison, I like tell those titles, do you think that really is what the great Holy One meant when he said, be ye doers of the word and not just listeners only? He didn't condemn listening, because how are you going to do it if you can't hear? Yes. Do you think we need to concentrate then on being more doers of the word? And the word could be, is always there to go, depending on the Bible. But, well, hey, listen up. if the police tell you to do something, you better do it. You know you better do it. And he's not talking from the Bible. He's talking from the administration for a good and evil in the world. If the doctor tells you to do something, I hope you do it. I hope you do what his word says. I mean, we could go on and on with these examples. But should we be more doers of a word of good than just listeners and then turning walk on? What good is it doing?
Yes, we should be doers of the word, because it says that you can tell them by the fruit that they bear. I will never be, if I was a farmer, I'd never be able to raise any crops if I don't tend to the crops. I have to actually put forth some effort to farm. So we should be doers of the word, physically getting our hands involved and helping people with what they need. Doers, not talkers. We need more doers. People actually putting the action behind their words.
Oh, that's great. That, my son, is, that's a terrific example. Excellent example. Now, in our world today, there's a lot of people that are not listening to sound counsel. They are not getting counsel that they did or would hope to have gotten decades ago, because, you know, everyone is looking outside of themselves to blame. Say, for instance, you're not, for instance, you're also a minister to my day. Now, people are saying, well, you know, the world is in bad shape because, you know, there's not enough food, there's not enough housing, there is not enough people out there, as you mentioned earlier, that care, there is not enough senators, congressmen, politicians that are really putting bills on the books and getting them passed for good for the common man and the common woman. I mean, everyone is looking outside of themselves. What are some of the things individuals can do? Let's name three or four things that individuals can do. People like you and I that are not signing bills every day, that are not on national TV telling people what to do. What can we do on a personalized basis to help our brothers, to help our sister before things get even worse? And because they're saying here, I read this morning, where if we don't get a handle on this homelessness, they're going to just rise above where they're at and start trying to get into homes to get food and to get into homes to take showers and live. They said they're not forever going to be happy laying out there starving to death. And it said that 100 people a night are perishing here in our state, in our city, because they're out there and it's just terrible. The weather degrees up to 30 at night and just, oh my God. Yeah, and I saw something that was very strange. I was in a very well-known city for its wealth and power, and I was in a grocery store, and I was stunned when in walked a man, African-American men that was all tattered and begging, and people were, they had stopped in their tracks gasping because they had never seen that before. And they obviously didn't know how he got there. That's what they were saying. Many think he just rode the bus from wherever and just got off where he got off. And he came in the store and there was a panic. People were like, you know, not screaming, but they were just talking. Then they hit him, two security that jumped on him like a lion and drove him out of the sight of the people. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, we got to identify people. I say, number one, identify people in our neighborhood, our community that need help. Then two, find out what help they need. Number three, then provide the help if you can. If not, refer them to someone or some resource where they can get help. We have people right in our neighborhood, our own backyard, for lack of a better term, that have needs. Senior citizens need medication. Homeless people need food and shelter and clothing and so forth and so on. We identify those people that have those needs and start helping to provide those needs. That is the beginning. We have to go back to the basics, helping one another. We are neighbor's keeper.
Thank you so much, Colonel Harrison. You've heard from Colonel Roland Harrison and myself, Dr. Capitino Marcia. Thanks for tuning into the Global Vision for Living today. hope you heard something you can put into action. In fact, I know you did. We'll look to be on the show with you again next Saturday, same time, on the Global Vision, the Living Today Show. Have a great weekend. Thank you.